Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Bet online. It's the fastest, it's the easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first market odds and lines. Find reviews, news for every single league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf, my friend. Bet online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information and live in-game betting, props, also some futures. Head to BetOnline today. Use your mobile device. Join today. Make your first sports bet. Use the promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV50. BELIEVE50. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you, BetOnline, for bringing this podcast to the people.
You guys are incredibly lucky that you didn't hear the conversation we were just having before we started this podcast. Welcome to Great News, where we try to bring you positive stories. There are millions of positive stories of human beings acting like heroes and just responding with love. And you don't see that anywhere else. And I think it restores your faith in humanity. So
yeah, it reminds you of how things are in reality. Yes. Because I'm almost not to their own fault, and I'm not making excuses for them, but you know, clicks and ratings are driven by negative stories. And so media, social media will give you the idea that the world's a terrible place and people are mean. And that's really just not true. And so here we are with great news. We are humanitarians. Wow. Letting you know. Yeah. My daughter says the world's a beautiful place.
The world's a beautiful place. Well, thank you for chiming in. All right. I try to give you a suggestion for the intro that you play. You have your guitar?
Yes. Okay. I'm doing an away game. Here right. In New Orleans, I'm visiting my wife, who is on set of The Winchesters, filming her new show, the prequel to Supernatural. Amazing. Everything's great. We're so excited. But I didn't travel with my guitar.
And oh, okay. So, that's what I wondered.
Yeah.
Right, no worries. We'll skip it. It was going to be Anthony Kiedis. But we'll skip it.
What?
You just have to sing.
You just have to sing with
my wife says a cappella. My daughter went, as if she had. Meg, what was your idea? You have an instrument. Please bring it in. Does she have
what
an instrument?
What might this instrument
hurry, live on the air.
If it's, I do. She does. She doesn't have an instrument. I don't know what she's talking about.
Mike, think about Anthony Kiedis.
Okay.
Okay. While you wait for the
blowhard, full of bullshit, can barely speak English. Most overrated band in the world. Okay. All right. I think I've got it.
What
oh my,
is the
oh
instrument?
Oh my God. I'm getting. Go.
It's California, because I'm Anthony Kiedis. I can't speak English. Greatest intro ever.
Thanks, ladies.
It's a family affair.
Anybody all right, my first too.
My first story is about Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
Clayton Kershaw is a pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the All-Star game was here a few weeks ago, and they had a press conference like they usually do before the game, and a little kid waited until the very end. I believe he was 10 years old. He waited until the very end, and then he walked up to the table to Clayton Kershaw and told him that he was completing his grandfather's wish of meeting Clayton Kershaw. Watch this kid.
I want to tell you a quick little story.
Okay.
So my grandpa loved me. He watched the 1988 series, and he wanted to meet you and Vince Scully one day. So this moment is important to me because I'm meeting you for him.
Oh, wow.
And he was from Redondo Beach, and a little while ago, some years ago, he died from brain cancer. And, oh my gosh.
Oh, come here, dude. It's great to meet you. Great to meet you. Thanks for telling me. That took a lot of courage to tell me that, so I appreciate that. It's great to meet you. Hearing Dad sound like an awesome guy. Yeah? Okay, good. All right. Thanks for coming up. That took a lot of courage, man. That was awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming. All right. Is there a, do you have a parent here or anything?
Kid drives out on his own. No, he had a parent there that ended up taking a picture, but
I got here by myself drinking a couple road sodas on the way. You know, Clayton goes.
Yep. So his, as we're recording this, Vin Scully has passed away. So this kid's grandfather.
The day we're recording, it's really
and
sad.
Vin Scully are now together. So that's good.
And I mean, well, both the people that that kid's grandfather wanted to meet are just, they are two of the best representatives of the Dodger community that you can have, to the point that even Giants fans have to go, yeah, Vin Scully's pretty amazing, because it wasn't just a matter of broadcasting. He was such an insanely class act off of the microphone. And Clayton Kershaw's the same way. I've had the luxury of meeting both men, and Clayton Kershaw, as big of a star as he is, maybe one of the most well-known and well-respected pitchers in the league today, he is such a gentleman. I mean, he's such a soft-spoken, kind of nice man. It's very, very impressive. So,
you do like to see somebody that's at that level who is as kind and thoughtful and not full of himself.
Yeah. I mean, well, he was getting – I mean, he's in his probably mid-30s now, but a couple of years ago when he re-signed with the Dodgers, he got a tremendous amount of money. And people were wondering, at that age – is Clayton Kershaw worth it? And Dodgers general manager said, what he's worth so much on the mound, but what a guy like Clayton Kershaw is worth to your locker room is indispensable. So, and I think that's true. That one made my eyes a little sweaty, Kevin, even though I've watched it numerous times.
Yep.
So this next story, I think we'll do the same thing. This is a young lady who looks to be about, I would say 12-ish, you know, somewhere middle school age, and she has Down syndrome. And she's talking to her mother and her mother's asking her kind of not necessarily uncomfortable, but just thought provoking questions. And then vice versa, she's asking the mom a question. And check this out. She asks about something I think that's pretty interesting, but a rather hard question for a parent to ask.
What did you wish for me when you or pregnant, and how is it different now?
When I was pregnant, you remember we told you the doctors called and we said, we're going to have a baby with Down syndrome, remember? Mm-hmm. And I told you I was really scared.
Yeah.
And so I was wishing that Down syndrome would not hurt you. Yeah. And I was wishing that Down syndrome would not hurt our family, because mm-hmm. I was scared, right?
Yeah.
And then...
here I am.
Here you are. And is it hurting you?
No.
Is it hurting me?
No.
Is it hurting Dad?
Never.
No, right?
Yep.
So I was afraid that it was going to hurt, but it doesn't even hurt us. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
God damn it. We shouldn't have let off with these two.
You can tell by the little girl's answer. That's not the first conversation they've had about that, though, too.
No, and I think that's really bold and brave of the parents to do that, because I can only imagine that if there is something troubling, hard to deal with, you know, you're a parent, Karen, Kevin, mm-hmm. even though maybe the quote unquote right thing to do, and who knows what that is, to dive right in. You don't want to with a child, especially right. a young one. You're like, well, maybe we should dance around this. Maybe we should. And really, you know, much respect to those parents for clearly having that conversation and being very open and very, very clear about how things are. And look at how poised and beautiful that young lady turned out.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
I've titled this next one, Baby Shark. I don't know if you've seen this yet or not, Mike, but
you mean the terrible song by Bong Fu or whatever? Okay.
Nope. This is not the terrible song. This is a baby shark on the beach.
Oh my God.
Watch this video and tell me what you think. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. My goodness.
It's a tiny little dog with a shark suit.
And it's a ridiculous dog. Like, it's not only tiny, it's a silly dog. That is awesome. If I was at the beach there and saw that in real life, I'd be like, thank you, God. You made that. That would be like winning the lottery. I'd be like, oh.
You and I would be playing with the dog, and the owners would be going, what's happening here?
Why are these grown men acting like this? Like, I was hoping.
So that's Baby Shark. That's a palate cleanser.
Oh, yes, for sure. And here comes it. Actually, Kevin, my other two are really, really sweet, really beautiful stories, but also palate cleansers in the sense that they will, I think, make you laugh. And I think this guy in particular really gets to the heart of Kevin Ryder, because because you're a girl dad, and you raised two beautiful young ladies into three. Beautiful young adults. Yes. Three. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I forget, because I think that the twins consume so much attention, you know, like,
well, especially when I was working with you. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Because they were little girls. So you've raised three little girls into women, and they all are really amazing and speak for themselves. So when they do something that would be traditionally considered girly or not for men, you've completely revamped probably what you would do, what the extent that you could, because once you have your own daughter, you're like, well, I don't care that I look like a moron. I don't care that I'm wearing rainbow and pink because my daughter wants me to. I'll do it. Well, this guy's daughter is a grown woman, and she is a professional at tailoring and selling clothing, and she does a lot of crocheting and wanted to promote her products. Mm-hmm. And so she thought it would be funny if her dad maybe tried on some of her female-oriented clothing. Little did she know that she was going to birth Crochet Dad.
Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Yeah. And since this love, these videos have come out, he's love, become a thing. Like, hashtag Crochet Dad has exploded, and her clothing line has definitely seen a lot more buzz.
That's pretty great.
He's pretty strong.
Yeah. You learn quickly when you have daughters that's you're going to have to behave a little bit different than you did with sons, and it's great. It's the best thing in the world.
But you know what? I'm not passing judgment. Some dads are not down with that. You know, they're not. You and I are goofballs, and like, I think we're lucky that we can be able to. I don't care about doing that. You know, my daughter definitely has me doing kooky shit. But you know, like, not all dads are going to be that way, and vice versa. You know, I don't think all dads that are like, maybe they have like some super alpha son, but they're like a comic book dork. I mean, you know, it's always a different kind of vibe.
And you can see how happy she was to present Crochet Dad.
Oh, she was pumped. She was super pumped.
That was so much better than a normal girl model for her clothing.
Because
it just took off. Yeah.
Better buzz, I think.
Yes.
Also, like with that guy, you got the sense where you actually paid attention to the articles of clothing. And you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like that was pretty impressive. Yes. You appreciate that. Yeah.
My next one, we've often asked the question, what would you do if you found someone's purse? Would you return it to lost and found? Would you take the money? What's your reaction when you find someone's purse?
This will surprise you, Kevin. Mine has nothing to do with what's in the purse. It would be what type of purse is it? Because like if it's Louis Vuitton, you know, Birkin bag, something like that, I'm thinking I'll empty this fucker out and give it to my wife and tell her I bought it. Home run.
But if it's a cheaper brand,
yeah, it's just knockoff you know, something. I figured like, oh, let's return this. That's the right thing to do.
All right. What would you have done when you were a teenager? That's the real question.
Oh, I got to be honest. I would like to say like, plug it. But I found a wallet when I was in junior high, riding my bike to school. I found a wallet and it had like 130 bucks in it. And I took it to the police station. So I was pretty impressed with that. Like,
here's a wallet I found. It has 20 bucks in it. That's what you said.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe. I'm a good Samaritan. This had $19.
Right. There's a teenager named Adrian Rodriguez in Chula Vista. And this is his story of finding a purse and what his answer was to that question.
With all the sad and controversial news we're facing every day, we need a story like this. And it started Saturday here at this Ralph's in Chula Vista.
This is something that we really need. It's good news, positive news.
Late Saturday night, Adrian Rodriguez was unfazed by the three dogs barking at him. He had a special delivery.
I was shopping.
It was for Eliana Martin. She was at this Ralph's and can't explain why she left her purse in a shopping cart.
I have my credit card, my husband's credit card.
Thankfully, Adrian was the first to find it.
And I put my card back, you know, it's right there in the little basket.
The recent Otay Ranch High School graduate looked at Eliana's ID and got in the car.
If somebody found my stuff, I'd want them to bring it back to me.
It was nice of him that he drove all the way to my house.
Adrian left the green purse and all its contents with a confused aunt and left.
It was in the parking lot.
In the parking lot?
Yeah.
You see, Eliana Martin used to live here with Melina Marquez, but didn't update her license.
It was a surprise for me. I looked into the Ring camera and I was like, oh my God, he's such a young kid. Like, I was like, we need to find him and, you know, just give him a little piece of gratitude.
Melina posted this video on Facebook and let Chula Vista do its thing.
I woke up and like I had a bunch of messages like, oh, is this you? Is this you? I was like, what?
Thank God we found him. I'm Melina. I live here. And this is Eliana. She's the purse owner.
The ladies invited Adrian over Monday morning to say thank you in person and to let him know the community donated to an online fundraiser in his honor.
Well, we were hoping for 1,000 and it's at 1115, I think. Yeah, it feels good.
I appreciate it. Like, I really do. Well, yeah, my mom, she always taught me since I was little, you know, to always do the right thing when nobody's around.
Nobody was around when Adrian found Eliana's purse, but now we all know about his special delivery.
I have a 9-year-old son, and I just hope that he honestly becomes like you.
Okay, a couple things here that I need to address immediately. First and foremost, good on that kid, seriously. And that was a really beautiful story. Secondly, the newscaster goes, and Adrian seems unfazed by the three barking dogs. Bullshit. His face was like, they were sort of like Rottweiler. Secondly, again, Kevin, I hate to be so cynical, but the woman whose purse it was, who also whose ID was inside, was very, 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 very pretty. And
oh, I didn't notice.
Do you think that motivated that young, teenage, clearly hormonal straight boy in any way?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no because his answer was, my mom always taught me to do the right thing when nobody's watching.
Sure. And I believe it. I buy that he would have done even if she was a total massacre.
Was he happy that she was attractive? Sure. He's a guy.
Don't miss me here. I think he would have returned the purse regardless. He did. He really seemed like a sweet person. I'm saying in your mind, as a teenage boy, especially a teenage boy in today's day and age where you have access to YouPorn and whatnot, you're thinking, when I return this, she's going to show me some gratitude. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, oh. That's all I'm saying.
I wish you'd stop making that sound. When you look at him, he seems bored. He doesn't seem like, maybe they'll ask me in and this will be the best time of my life.
Right.
He seems sort of bored. So I'm going to say you and I maybe, but him no.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Or maybe. Courtney has literally given up on me at this point. She put her head down. She's like, you know what? I'm good. But I just would have showed up in my underwear. I mean, just to maybe pass a little subtle hint.
And do you think that subtle hint would have made any difference? If you showed up in your underwear, they would have reached out with one of those little claw things and grabbed the purse.
Tasers or something. all right. But either way, good on that kid. I totally agree. His mom taught him right. And let's not dance around this. In Chula Vista, that kid cruised up. It wasn't like, it's not Beverly Hills.
Right.
He probably could have used whatever was going on in there, maybe made a little benefit for himself. But in the long run, of course, he did the right thing. And he's going to feel a lot better about himself.
But you know that the news reporter knew what he was saying both times when he said, give him a little gratitude.
Yeah, he was waiting for some gratitude. And also, here's another thing, newscaster. Take these nuts and suck them, because he starts off with, a little bit of uplifting news, which we all need and don't get enough of. Well, listen, that's your fault, mainstream media shithead. And by the way, hello, great news. Us too, Kevin, Courtney. Thank you. All right, Kevin.
Yes.
Weddings suck so much.
Weddings suck
so much. And you got to go through it. Your friends, your loved ones, they get married, you get whatever. And it's like, it's a formality, but for the most part, the traditional aspects of the wedding, they suck. Well, this is a couple that decided to spruce it up a little bit. And instead of a flower girl, they have this man.
Instead of a flower girl, have a flower dude that hands out beer.
Oh, and watch him. Boom. Yeah. Uh-huh. Break it down.
Handing out beer.
Moonwalking. Handing out beers. He has a beer bandolero. He has a double beer bandolero across him, and he's dancing with, like, style.
Instead of a flower girl, here's a beer. Here's a beer. Have a flower dude that hands out beer.
Instead of a flower girl, a beer guy. You hear that, couples? Yeah. Let's make this happen. Although, this guy's got style.
He's killing it. And now, I'm a married man, but Bianca and I have talked very seriously about renewing our vows in December at our anniversary, because it's our 10-year anniversary. I would like this man to be present. I don't even drink.
If anybody knows who this man is, get a hold of Mike Catherwood at Mike Catherwood.
And I will pay you, and you will enjoy a great ceremony, I think.
If you like this podcast with positive stories about people, please let your friends know about it. We post every Monday and Thursday. Mike is doing this on remote, so he doesn't have his guitar with him.
Correct.
But we're going to ask him to sing the outro as Bob Dylan anyway.
Oh, damn. What did my wife do with her? She just had a, my wife just had a harmonica.
She had a harmonica. She did.
In outro. Yeah, no. Yeah, we're talking about bones. You know, and having them back to the blues. Having in mind, hearing getting great news.
It's like Bob Dylan was here.
Thank you.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save.